backstage at the Arkivas with the amazing Tony Blackburn. Wow. What a night. I mean, I can't believe it's been a year since the last one. I hear it was your first year last year.
I was here last year, yes.
Was it the first time you've been to the Arkivas last year?
No, I've been before, yeah. But the first time at the Roundhouse, yeah, because it's only the second time. It's been here, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. So you just gave an award to Christian O'Connell. What do you think it is about him that's so good on the radio?
He's just brilliant. What he does, he loves what he's doing. He's got enthusiasm there, and he just gets the award, you know. He's got personality, and that's what radio to me is all about.
What do you think is the secret then to a good radio show? Personality and what else?
Well, to me, personality, playing obviously the right music and stuff, but it's the personality for me on anything else. I mean, anybody can play music on their iPhones and things like that, but you've got to have something else apart from that, and that's what a lot of radio sadly lacks, you know.
In regards to playing music on your iPhone and things like that, are you up to date with all that? Are you on all the technology you can be?
Oh, yeah. I was one of the first on Twitter. I was one of the first on Periscope. I love it all. I love all the social media stuff, yeah.
What do you think is the best thing that's happened to radio in regards to technology?
Technology? To be honest with you, we get the FM, we get this thing. I mean, when we were out on the pirate ships, it was on medium wave, and it doesn't really change very much, the technology. It's just, DAB now. I mean, I listen on DAB the whole time in the car, but, you know, FM, it hasn't changed a lot.
You can actually listen wherever you are in the world, which I found absolutely phenomenal.
Yeah, that is incredible, that, yeah, and catch-up, I think, is great as well. I mean, I'm on at the same time on KMFM and on the Greatest Hits Network in the North, and I can now listen to my KMFM programme, which I quite enjoy. I haven't heard it for years. But it's,
really? So you sit at home and you listen to that?
Well, no, I listen coming back from... I do my programme on... it sounds dreadful saying this, doesn't it? But... I choose all the music on my own program, so I actually enjoy the music I'm playing. And when I come back from doing the Greatest Hits, which is in the north in Scotland, and I do it from Golden Square, when I get back in the car, yeah, I quite often listen to my own show that's been out at the same time at 4 o'clock on Sunday afternoon.
Do you snoop yourself then on the way home?
I just enjoy myself on the way home. Actually, there's no point in being modest about it. I quite enjoy the program, yeah.
Do you write down things and you think, oh, I should do that better or do that better next time?
No, I can't do it any better. It's after all these years, if I can't do it now, I might as well give it up.
Tony, it's an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for talking to me. Thank you.
Thank you very much.